This is the ongoing class where we sit for about 40, 45 minutes. And we begin by usually saying something about the meditation, some little instruction, so that one can have some idea of how to meditate and add to one's repertoire of insight into how to make the mind peaceful and calm. And today I wanted to talk a little bit just about the restraint of the senses, because before you come in here, maybe you meet your friends, have a cup of coffee, talk about, joke, whatever, and you'll find because you've allowed your senses to go out there in the world, when you actually close your eyes and start meditating, we have all the echoes of the recent events. In other words, your mind has really been stirred up, so it takes a long time to settle down. Just like sort of a bowl of water, which has really been shaken up, takes a long time to settle, so your mind, because it's been disturbed beforehand, not just anything bad, but it's just the nature of talking with people, being with people, it does tend to stimulate our mind and get it moving, which means that when we actually start meditating, it takes a little while for us to get there. So we restrain our senses beforehand. In other words, we try and keep peaceful, try and keep still before we start meditating. And that means that when you sit down, you're already getting pretty close to a state of peace and stillness. It's also one of the reasons why in these Saturday afternoon sessions, I usually talk about something or other for 15 minutes, which also helps you just make that transition from the world of talking and chatting and seeing and feeling and stimulation into a world which is very peaceful and calm when nothing is being stimulated at all. What happens when you close your eyes? And if we can try and settle our mind before we meditate, that also means that we're going in this right direction. We don't have to suddenly change course from when we before we come in here to after we come in here. But also that once we've actually practiced that little sense restraint, we can also do something which is called like a little bit of creation. I was talking with the monks a few nights ago about just the power of the mind and how it can create things. And really that we can make use of that creative ability of our mind, even if we are a bit agitated, to create peace, to create stillness at the beginning of the meditation. Even just to think that word, you know, stillness, peace, freedom, to think those words, because when you think those words, straight away it does generate a feeling of peace, a feeling of stillness, a feeling of calm. And I know I've done that before in my meditative life. Sometimes you start meditating and you're just, you know, being very busy and it's a bit sort of, the mind is a bit ragged. And I just sit there and just tell myself, just calm, calm, calm. And I just repeat those words to myself and I create that calm by just giving my mind some simple instructions. In other words, at the beginning of the meditation, it's fine, it's okay just to give yourself a little bit of a urge forward by encouraging yourself just to calm, calm. You're creating a mood, you're creating sort of a state of mind. And you can use that creative ability of the mind, because as you direct the mind, especially at the beginning of the meditation, it will go to those places. You can just create like silence, 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 silence. And you'll find not just outside, but inside the mind becomes more peaceful. It's using the ability of what in Buddhism we call the sankharas, the creative forces of the mind, to actually to create a meditative world, which will be very useful for you. So you don't just sit there and just think, I'm just going to watch my breath. You can use much more skillful means. Use a bit of wisdom to create this like mood of peace, this mood of stillness. Because you know that I've been to many, many places in the world which are just so calm and so still. You just see, go in those places, you just want to sit down and meditate because the aura around the place is just so calm and peaceful. And there's many places like that. One great place that many of you know is the meditation hall at Bodhinyana Monastery. That's got an aura to it. You know, that so much good meditation has gone on there, so much stillness, that if you get into that hall, straight away you see aura, the sort of the mood of the place is peaceful and calm and still. So you can make use of those external auras, or if you haven't got that external aura because you're not in the right place, you can create it internally by just thinking peace, but just by thinking stillness, by thinking this wonderful sense of stability, peace, nothing going on. And that really, really helps you. It's putting the mind in the right direction, setting it off just on with the right ideas. Because like any journey, if you go in a car, what you pack in your lunchbox is what you'll eat later on. So what you pack in your lunchbox, as it were, as you set out on the journey of meditation, you know, the peace, the kindness, the gentleness, whatever it is you pack in to your meditation at the very beginning, that's what you will take with you later on. That's what you will have. You're generating it. So never underestimate the power and efficacy of the mind to create sort of states, and especially supportive states of peace and freedom or stillness. Or if you just come in here and you just had an argument with someone, you feel upset or whatever, just never even create this aura of forgiveness, the aura of letting go of pain or criticism to other people. Just by telling yourself, just forgive, forgive, forgive. And I always mention that when you say those words, when I just said those words, there's a feeling, which I call the meaning of the word, happens after the word has been spoken. When the last syllable of forgiveness finishes, then the mind feels forgiveness. It perceives it. Because that's what these words and thoughts actually do. They point the mind in the direction of the meaning of the word. And if you listen after the word forgiveness, 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 if you listen in your mind after the word has finished being spoken, the mind can see what forgiveness truly means. It can see peace. It can understand stillness. You may not be fully there yet, but you can see the lights at the end of the tunnel. You can see where you're going. You have this feeling, this understanding, experiential of stillness. And once you have the goal in mind, it's very easy to walk towards it, to meditate towards it. You know exactly where you're going. So use that ability of your mind to create, to generate, to create these beautiful moods of meditation, this meaning of meditation, the very, very beginning. It gives you a head start, so you don't have to waste so much time on the beginning part of meditation. And it also gets you very, very deep, very, very quickly. So use the ability of the mind to create, to generate, to create peace, calm, and gentleness at the very beginning. Then you get off into a beautiful, wonderful meditations. So that's a little bit of instruction this morning, this afternoon, a little bit of a hint. Another little tool which you can use in your meditation workshop. So, having mentioned that, now is the time to do something, to practice what I've been preaching, and I will practice it as well. So, for those of you who have just arrived, please sit down and find a nice comfortable cushion. Please don't sit on the dog. That's a real dog, not a cushion. It looks very sort of attractive to sit on. I'm sure that somebody might do that. But try and find a nice little cushion. You can see just how the dogs get into these moods. And that's probably, I think, second jhana now that dog is in, or maybe third, I don't know, but it's certainly very still. Anyway, so now you can see if you can be as calm and still as that dog. But don't use that same posture. I mean, you'll probably start snoring if you meditate like that. But anyhow, you'd like to get yourself in a nice posture. And close your eyes.
Can't see the clock.
And with your eyes closed, create a feeling of well-being in your own body. Generate a sense of relaxation. Without ease in the body, the mind has too much business with the body. When there's ease, the business is so light, the mind is willing to let the body go. So finish the business with the body by relaxing it, creating this beautiful sense of ease and bodily tranquility. That is done by using your awareness together with kindness, focused on the sensations in your own body. And if there's any part of the body causing your problem, if you cannot move it, be mindful of it and drench it with kindness. Beautiful sense of love which allows things to be, but with this onlooker caring. With that mindfulness and compassion, whatever you look at tends to relax. Open out, be free, relax. And when the body is nicely relaxed, you just let it go.
and create this sense of peace in this moment. So all the past is gone. We don't pick it up in our meditation. We put it down, leave it aside, because this is not time for carrying the past. Nor is it the time for worrying about the future. That is just a waste of time now. Instead, we just focus on this very moment, the only time we ever really have now. And we value this moment. It's precious. And in this moment, we create a sense of peace, a sense of ease, a sense of kindness. That way the present moment will stay with you. Getting very close to the end of the meditation period now. How do you feel? What have you created and generated in your mind? How much peace and freedom are there? And please enjoy this state at the end of the meditation. Savor it for another minute or two. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please listen to every sound of the gong as usual. When the last ringing vanishes, then come out for your meditation. There we go. Sometimes when the bell goes, we don't want to come out of meditation. Sometimes the mind is very peaceful and just happy being inside. When it's happy being inside, it's what we call like restrained. It's not going out into the world, seeing and hearing and smelling, tasting and touching, thinking. It's just quite poised within, having a wonderful, fulfilled time just being inside itself. It's a nice thing to be able to experience the peace of mind as a result of 40-45 minutes meditation. And sometimes that peace is so nice, again, we don't want to sacrifice it, we just want to stay there. That is one of the disadvantages of sitting in a group, we have to have a bell. Whenever you're meditating at home, if you're having a good time, just continue. No need to come out, enjoy it. Because a piece of meditation has huge benefits, health benefits huge, and also emotional, psychological benefits huge. That's why that many times, just before I came here, I went to the Cambodian Society for their New Year Day, and just a little bit of an interview about the use of meditation on depression, which is incredibly powerful. Many people clinically depressed are sent to places like this on a Saturday afternoon just to learn some meditation, and it actually takes away the symptoms and the causes of depression. So you just feel beautifully peaceful, re-energized, happy, has huge health benefits and emotional benefits. So if you're having a good time, meditation is working, just continue on and don't worry about coming out. All the talk afterwards is just like I was saying, to take you into the meditation, to give you a nice introduction to lead you in, and to speak afterwards to lead you out again before you go
back into the table and have a cup of coffee before you go back home into your cars, just to take you out gently. Now, Ajahn Chah used to say, if you come out of meditation too quickly, in other words, you have a peaceful meditation, you jump up and get in the car or go and turn the TV on or do stuff very quickly. It's like putting hot water into a cold cup. Sometimes the cup could crack. So you've got to give time for the mind to warm up again, for the mind to go back to a state where you can actually work in the world. And it just comes up. This is an old story, but I just can't resist telling it, because last Friday night I had to apologize to a few people because in my talk I never told a joke. But this is a real dinky die meditation joke. And some of you know it. It's about the fellow who'd just been on a meditation retreat. He'd been on a meditation retreat and was so calm and cool and still and peaceful that when he turned up for work on Monday morning, he was actually working at Perth Zoo. The head keeper, the boss, saw him and said, "Gee, this guy is just so peaceful and calm and still. What job can I give him today?" So the obvious choice was being in charge of the tortoise enclosure. So the meditator spent all morning looking after the tortoise enclosure because he was very slow and peaceful after meditation. But the head keeper checked up on him at lunchtime, and he saw that the tortoise enclosure was, the gate was open and all the tortoises had escaped. He said, "What happened?" And the meditator said very slowly, "Well, I..." Because when you meditate, you get very slow. "Well, I opened the door and whoosh." So that is actually a real meditation joke. So, those of you who had enough and want to leave now before it gets worse, please do so. Otherwise, has anyone got any comments or questions about the meditation today? About just generating some peace and calm and stillness in your meditation. Any questions or comments? Okay, so we might as well finish off. It's just 5 minutes early. So thank you for coming. And we can pay respects to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, those who want to, and then you can sort of have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or talk to each other. Thank you.